Okay, I guess I should shut up about that and get on to listening to the folks who've been kind enough to call in and wait patiently. So anyway, let's get over here to Ann, who's calling us from Nebraska. Hi, Ann. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi. After taking some IVs that had glutathione in it, I've developed a lot of muscle twitching. And I was looking online because pretty much everything was saying that it was safe. And I saw some things online from people that had some unusual symptoms after using it. And there was one article that talked about that mercury can be pulled out, but glutathione can't get rid of it, which went into a whole chemistry lesson that I didn't understand. But and they have seen some bad results if your body has mercury in it. Do you know anything about that?
Hadn't seen the one about the mercury part, ma'am, but I know that there's a possibility, even though it's very, very small sometimes, that even natural molecules we can be allergic to. Now, some people might be saying, well, duh, that's obvious. Hay fever is to natural molecules. But I'm talking about molecules which actually belong in our bodies, and we can actually develop allergy to them. Just for example, I learned in 1982 at a conference I attended that while the majority of women get better from PMS symptoms with using progesterone, that a few women get worse, and the doctor who taught us all that said, and those few women you have who get worse, you check them for progesterone allergy. They're almost all sensitive to their own body's progesterone, and then you got to desensitize them, and guess what? Now you can use the progesterone, or she can, and her PMS will get better rather than worse. And glutathione is a molecule that belongs in our bodies, but even so, we can be sensitive to it. It's rare, but it can happen, and one should be checking with a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to check that possibility and get it desensitized if that's the case. Or there's just no harm done at all in checking with that same physician and saying, look, I've read about this. Would you please check into it and let me know? When folks bring in new information to me, something I didn't know about, because I can't claim to know everything there is to know about healthcare. I'll say thank you, and I'll check this out. And usually, my medical assistant gets back to him in a few days with, "Oh well, Dr. Wright read about that, and doesn't look like a concern." Or, "Gee, yeah, maybe we're onto something, and here's the steps we should take." So anyway, ma'am, it is possible in both those ways, I think, even though I haven't read about the first one. And I check with a doctor who does this stuff.
If it's an allergy, it would probably go away though, like in a month. Like the
No,
muscle twitching is continuing like hundreds a day.
I wish it would, ma'am, but I once, and I am not kidding you at all, this is for real, a real case, worked with a strapping 19-year-old who was pitching baseballs in the amateur leagues and wanted to be professional. And then he started having panic attacks all over the baseball diamond and trying to drive his car and everything. And we finally, it took a little while, discovered that he was allergic to the Valium that his mother had taken when she was pregnant with him. And he never took one Valium. And so we desensitized him to Valium. And what do you know? The problem went away. And he was 19.
And how do you do that then?
Well, desensitization is always done, believe it or not, and this is almost funny, with homeopathic doses of the same item. Now, did you know that the American College of Allergy was started by two homeopathic doctors and one regular medical doctor? Because only homeopathic doctors at that time knew how to desensitize things. So it's with a teeny, teeny dose of whatever you're allergic to. And it's a really weeny teeny dose if it's homeopathic. And by the way, that's the same way now that conventional allergists desensitize people to, let's say, some pollen or something. They give them a teeny dose, then they up the dose, then they up the dose until the body desensitizes. So it's done homeopathically, ma'am.
Okay. And one real fast question. If you have leaky gut, can you still do IV chelation or is that dangerous?
Yes, you can still do chelation. There's nothing that the chelation does basically to the gut. Remember, it grabs onto the toxic and unfortunately some of the good minerals too, which is why we have to do mineral replacement in between times. Anyway, it grabs onto the toxic metals and they go out through the kidneys and the liver, but not the gut. Oh, one other thing, ma'am, I might mention, and that is, That chelation therapy can rob the body of essential minerals, and it's known to do that. And if your physician is doing what they should be doing, according to the American Board of Chelation Therapy, they should be replacing those minerals at least every third or fourth chelation. Then you pause and do a replacement mineral thing. And if that's not been happening, that could be a reason why you're having muscle twitching, because you're missing some of the key essential minerals. They've gone too low with the chelation process.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and I hope that's helpful for you.